One Flat Summer by Dave Sheesby, with Jared McDermott as Ken and Gillian Bevan as Margaret. Episode 2, The 2,000 Guineas.
Story of our times. 50-ish blokes on the scrap heap. No more pushing frocks and smocks up and down the land for rent and barely, leisure wear to the trade. A simple farewell speech and then idle days. Until Snowdrop April came in with Curly Monks, also from the old firm, but a racing man now. And together, we set about turning a little hobby into a working partnership. Starting at Newmarket with Beecham King, went in at 9-2, just. And we went home, stashed and cheering, with a summer ahead like a long, flat, open straight.
Ken? In here?
I don't suppose you've left me any dinner.
You're very late.
Last race was 5. It's a long drive, Newmarket.
You've had a good day, then?
Sort of, yeah. Yeah. Good day.
Have you been celebrating?
I don't drink on the road. Good God, Margaret. 33 years of grapefruit juice, you know that.
You make up for it at home. You drink enough to kill a small gorilla some weekends.
Be nice. Close your eyes.
What?
Close your eyes.
What for?
A little surprise. Go on.
Oh, I've not had a surprise since 1982. That little second-hand Skoda you bought me, out of your bonus. I always had to push it to get it started. What are you doing?
Keep them closed.
Oh, it's not lacy underwear, is it, Ken? You know how that went down last time.
Not very often, actually.
Only I want to watch a film at 9.
You can open now.
Good grief. Is it real?
All of it.
Oh, it's rather a lot, isn't it?
$1,500, actually.
Oh, you'd better collect it up. Somebody might come.
You're not exactly over the moon, are you?
How much did you lose, though?
Oh, what?
I mean, how much did you put on? You've been there all afternoon.
What's wrong? It's money. A single bet. Bookie's money. My money. Our money. Here, have some. You can get some clothes. Lacy underwear. But don't let me influence you.
Your friend, I've forgotten his name.
Curly.
Yeah, did he win too?
Yeah, that's why we went. It's a little partnership. The guy's got contacts. We won.
Ah, I'm pleased for you.
Your lips are rather thin for pleased. It's only the most I've ever won. I doubled Tremblant and KUD in 1985. Do you remember? Yeah, of course you wouldn't. £200. You were pleased then. What's wrong, Margaret?
What's this gambling? Before it was just something you did between cleaning the car and doing the garden. This feels...
What?
Serious.
It is serious. At least it's going to be.
That's what's worrying me.
This isn't the kind of scene I had in mind on the way home.
Well, where are you going to keep it, all this?
Stash it in the bookshelves.
It ought to be banked. Oh, the building society.
I'm not having Trish or Jane or whoever flicking through it behind the shiny counters. This is ready cash. This is gambling money. This is travelling forward, going places.
You are worked up, aren't you?
I'll put it in that useless gardening book our Christine and Nigel gave us for Christmas 2 years ago.
It's not useless, actually.
It's never been off that shelf, I know that.
Well, whose fault's that?
Oh, bloody hell. This was going to be a celebration.
Look, my film's starting. There's some food in the oven. It won't be very nice now, though. Broccoli sags. And you'd better ring your dad.
The Skoda. You didn't have to push it all the time, actually.
Shift them books, sit you down. You said the doctor came.
Aye, brown sandals. Well, big flat earrings you could eat your dinner off.
What did she say?
Not much. Wants me to have some more tests. I'm getting some pain.
I thought you had some pills for that.
Yeah, I have. Take one in the morning with the beer on me cornflakes. Hey, what about you? Margaret says you've got a new hobby. Horse racing?
I went to Newmarket.
I saw it on the box. Favourite got beat, didn't it, in the big race?
I'm glad to say it was close.
You won, did you?
I'll say.
I thought you were cheerful. You'd grunt more if you'd lost.
Grunt?
Ah, losers grunt. How much?
A nice word, actually.
That's another feature of your racing, man. Secretive.
I went with his mate from work.
Work?
Well, work as was. Curly Monks, mechanic. He's useful. He's got some racing contacts.
Oh, they can hurt.
What do you mean?
I used to do the horses once, in spite of your mother.
Mum objected.
Well, when I won, she used to ask me how much I put on. And when I told her, she used to say, "That's enough for a pair of new shoes for our Kenneth." Oh dear, a week's bread and milk. She wore me out.
It's funny, isn't it? They disapprove.
He did, I tell you. The vicar called.
Here? Did no one warn him?
They run this good neighbourhood scheme. You don't need to have paid your Jesus stamps to qualify. He just sat there, smiling, with his big iron cross on a string to his belly, crucifix on his lapel. Reverend Seaside gift shop.
What did he say?
Not much. I can't understand it. A grown man dressed up like that with this fantastic story fixed in his head.
Dad, don't get so worked up.
I'm like you, serious about things. Only I can't get to a betting shop. Mind if I could, your mother would whisper from her grave, "That's two trusses and two pairs of Everest thermals."
Lump sum investment day. Trish at the building society mourns the passing check. Watson, with the town hall starling beckoning through his window, takes it like an offering and blesses the signature with his warm bank breath. Bonds, peps, trusts, back-to-backs, safe into the church of cash. And so we say farewell to instant gratification. A working life sailing away on the open sea of world markets. The bet is down for the future. But the odds are only even every day. The light could go out any time. The bookie in the sky has no favourites.
You're late, Ken.
I had a few little jobs.
A few? Once you only had the one. Got home all right yesterday? Nice reception?
Margaret wasn't impressed, actually.
You weren't late. You were sober. You were smiling.
I meant with the winnings.
Here. You didn't tell her, did you? How much on me?
Well, yeah. All that cash. My earnings, like old times. Anyway, I wanted to share the success.
Look, they don't like money, women. They only like what it can buy, what it can make happen. They like things, yeah, but not the stuff itself. It makes them uncomfortable. You should have got her a present.
Lacy underwear. A little Skoda runabout.
Decent cutlery, all right? Or a dish.
What do you mean they don't like money?
It's like sex. It's pure currency. They'd much rather see it going somewhere.
Where does sex go, Curly?
Oh, they like it to go to the city of romance, somewhere in the country of love. We're just happy if it gets delivered to the doorstep. Now look, can we get the business?
Yeah, why not?
The Guineas meeting should be our next target. A fortnight's time. Agreed?
New market again.
We take a grand each, we do the big race. Agreed?
A grand? Feels odd, talking about grands like that.
Grand is polite receptionists in quiet, clean country hotels. It's nice, shiny autos. Polite waiters and carpets deep as the furrows round your eyes, Kenneth. Don't knock grands.
It's a lot of money. I'm only wondering if we should, you know, push it further. With the whole wad, I mean.
Don't get nervous now. We've only just started.
Beach and King, Curly. It only won by a neck. I nearly died back there.
It won. Yeah. You should never look over your shoulder and tremble, Ken.
I'm just being cautious.
I know. You're going to have to rethink all that.
Now then, Curly. Winners.
Not bad. How's yourself?
In the stall, isn't that? Winning place. £5 allowance. Good to stuff, you know. Challenging on the inside. First out the traps.
This is Ken.
How do?
I do. We've met before, actually.
Oh, when was that, then, actually?
A few weeks back. You were badly let down by an apprentice on the rails. Not enough room.
Oh, right. Hey, tell you this. I've done Woosnam for the golf at 12s, Ebden for the snooker at 4s, Dog 2 at Monmore and the 3 o'clock at 6s, Sampras for the tennis at 11 to 4, and Warwickshire to win the cricket at 7s. Wanted a price of the date of end of civilization as we know it, but it only offered me 33 to 1. Told them to stuff it. Nice bet though, eh? Cross doubles, trebles, accumulators. I could retire on that lot if they all come up.
Retire from what, exactly?
I'll think of something.
What's your stakes?
I was going 20s. Hey, by the way, you can get Munch and Gladbach at evens for an away win at Moscow. That is value. See you down at the post.
Who was that?
We call him Super Yankee. Don't know his real name. He only came in here to use a toilet in 1966. Been coming ever since.
He pets in 20 quid, though.
20 P's. Don't you want to be different?
Different?
Different from people like him. And these others in here, the herd. Look at them. Don't you want to float above all that? Losers and followers. I don't want to be a loser, Ken. Or a follower.
Well, you come here every day, Curly.
Because I've nowhere else to go. But one day, if I'd study and being in the right place at the right time with the right money and the right horse, one day, mate, I'll be out of here. Forever.
Yeah, talking of which, the Guineas. Are you going to tell me?
Let's wait for my phone call, shall we? My contact. Meanwhile, we can study on our own. Pass me that crutch, will you?
Hey, I haven't got that long. It's a walk the Lucy afternoon.
Lucky you. I've got Beverly, Linsfield, and the dogs at Oxford.
And here we are now, 6 weeks into the flat racing season of 1996, with the potted flowers booming in the paddocks of England, and the sun warming the green furlongs at last, and turning into the straight now, it's Ken Warburton on a little roll, looking for his next big winner.
Oh, what do you reckon, Lucy? Give me your opinion. What do you think of this Arab racing outfit? All this wintering abroad and getting the horses extra fit. Clever or not?
It's been a long time. Is she all right?
She hasn't said much, actually. I've been doing the talking. I've left her asleep in the hall.
A cup of tea?
Aye, go on.
So, how are you keeping, Dad? You still going for jobs?
I'm working on it.
I think Mum thinks you.
What am I?
Edgy. At loose end.
Well, look at the trade papers. I made some phone calls. There aren't many vacancies that fit me.
You're experienced. You've been at it a long time.
Yeah. You will be 55, with silver eyebrows and a dodgy back. You will be edgy and at a loose end.
One tea, no sugar.
You will have an ageing parent who will hint with a sledgehammer that you don't visit enough. You will annoy customers...
Oh, it's not as bad as that,
Dad. Economically speaking, I'm ancient.
You've got savings, a small pension, I mean, Mum's working part-time. There's plenty of people your age restart, go off in new directions... Nigel's got a physics teacher on his staff. He used to work in a bank. People move around, change these days.
Do you remember Janice Franklin?
What, from school?
She interviewed me at the adult careers place. She sends her regards, by the way.
Oh, was she any help?
I'm seeing her again. I'll let you know.
Meanwhile?
Well, there's York, Doncaster, Ripon, Chester, Newmarket.
Horse racing. Mum thinks you're getting too involved in all that.
Did she tell you how much I won?
Well, she didn't, actually.
She wouldn't, actually.
Do you remember when I was a little girl and you put some money on a horse for me and it won? What was that?
Ah, the Oaks. You were five.
Oh, I remember. You came into my bedroom with one of those pink betting tickets and put it under my pillow.
But do you remember the horse?
Wasn't it to do with my second name and Juliet something?
That's right. Good horse. Juliet Marnie.
Well, it won, didn't it?
12-1. Lester Piggott was on it. Fancy you remembering that. Mind you. Your mum went and spoilt it by putting your winnings in your post office savings account.
Well, that sounds sensible.
I know. Spoilt it, you see.
Oh, thanks for walking, Lucy, Dad.
My pleasure. One of the bonuses of being sidelined by Rentons.
Janice Franklin. Very short skirts, remember?
I do. She doesn't. Anyway, I'm off. We're entertaining tonight. Donald and Julia. It's our turn. Your mum's doing something special.
Oh, we'll have a nice evening. And go easy on the red wine.
So, how's the life of leisure again?
A couple more of these and I'll let you know.
I wish Donald had more time at home. These men go on flogging themselves, don't they? And for what?
For you, mostly, Julia.
Shall we steer clear of work this evening?
Why not? Ken steers clear of it all day.
That's not a very good start, Donald.
It what? Oh, sorry, I didn't mean it like that.
It's okay, no offence.
Seriously, it must feel a bit odd not having that daily routine.
Especially if you're brought up to it, as you men are.
Look, there's counselling people, aren't there, these days?
Not quite Ken's scene, counsellors.
I'm getting some gardening done anyway.
Gardening?
Yeah, those daffs are a show. And the lawn.
That's me, actually. I've been on gardening.
Oh, whilst your man here works on his putting technique, eh? I can't get into golf.
Nor can I.
You've had some lovely walks with your granddaughter, though, haven't you?
Yeah, she gets me out of the house, does old Lucy. That and the horses.
Horses?
With a friend of mine. We've been racing.
Oh. Well, to the course, you mean, really?
Yeah, Newmarket. We're going again next week. It's 2,000 guineas meeting.
What's the GGs? Really?
Betting, you mean?
Well, I don't mean riding the bloody things, Julia.
Watch out for that, Kenneth, old son.
Watch out for what, exactly?
It can lead to all sorts, can't it? Betting, I mean.
All sorts of what, exactly?
I'm never very confident with aubergines. It's like cooking with dying balloons.
I'm only pointing out the obvious.
More wine, Julia.
Oh, ta.
Oh, come on, Donald, admit it. You know nothing about horse racing at all.
Well, no. Oh, I'm not an expert, but I've got my opinions on the subject.
There's nothing wrong with the occasional bet, for goodness sake.
Well, I didn't say there was.
It's not the occasional bet, actually. We're approaching it systematically.
Oh, really?
Which is why I do the garden.
Well, how's it going, then?
What?
The system you've got.
Not bad. We're ahead at the moment.
Oh, serious stuff, then.
Yeah, that's the idea.
It's a no-win situation, though, isn't it, in the end?
Is it?
Well, you lose, don't you? I mean, everybody knows that. The bookies get it all back.
When did you last have a bet, Donald? Office sweep?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact.
Grand National a month ago?
Yeah, I got third. £3 bloody 20.
You never said, meanie.
Is that it, then? The extent of your knowledge?
Shall I ring the bell for the end of round one?
This is important, actually.
Oh, I can't get excited. Betting leaves me a bit cold.
Yeah, same here.
It's common knowledge, isn't it? You lose in the end.
So, if I said I'd won nearly as much as you earn in a month on one race, you'd not be impressed?
Well, I would. Did you really?
I'd be intrigued, Ken. Delighted, even. But not impressed. It's just luck, isn't it?
You have come up with some tripe over the years, Donald, but this is the tripiest.
You think so, do you?
No need to talk like that, Ken. Calm down.
I can take it, Jules. Don't defend me.
Sorry, I suppose.
Actually, you haven't told us what the secret is. You haven't actually told us why it isn't what I say it is. Which is, not to put too fine a point on it, a bloody waste of time and money.
Have you noticed? What? The way the men turn up the heat. The sheer speed.
Luck is part of it. The way a race develops. It's a factor. But not like you think.
No. Well, I rather
listen,
think.
Listen. It's reason two. It's judgment. But it's more. It's brain and heart. It's being alive. It's not a waste at all. Making a choice. Watching it unfold. So much at stake. It's total involvement. Everything matters. But you've reasoned it all out, you see. You've come to a conclusion. You're involved. Watching a race, being caught up, it's thrilling every time.
Sounds like something else.
Well, yes. But perhaps not every time.
You haven't understood, have you?
I have. I'm intrigued. I've no idea.
So you win all the time, do you?
I don't win all the time, no, and you know it.
Surprise, surprise.
Do you know what blinkers are, Donald?
Is this a trick question?
They put them on unsuccessful horses to improve their running. You've had them on a long time, Donald, but you've not improved.
Now, that is not necessary, Ken.
You only see what you want to see. You never listen. You live in a padded cell. Nothing in, nothing out.
Presumably, you're more pissed than you usually are on these occasions.
I started early, yeah, to numb myself from the pain of listening to you.
Ken, for God's sake.
I think we'd better go.
Absolutely.
No, there's no need for that, please.
I'll get my cover.
You could apologise, Ken.
Yeah, I could.
Julia, for God's sake, are we going?
I'll ring you, Mags, tomorrow. Oh, dear. This is too awful.
I must make a note of this wine. I could use it in the garden.
Common knowledge.
On the slugs. This is the anger, is it, we've been promised?
Oh, it's so wrong. What he believes, what he said.
I mean, betting on horses. It's always been a little sideline, an occasional weekend thing, a bit of telly, watching the races, scanning the paper, a mild interest, and suddenly it's... Well, it's the centre of your life.
Listen, how long...
So tired. All afternoon I spent on that bloody eggplant special, then I get changed and sit down for a quiet evening, and I get this.
How long have I been on the road?
Oh, not that again. Not again, please.
33 years. My working life began in the year the betting shops opened.
Oh, absolutely fascinating.
You know something? I've visited a betting shop nearly every single day of my working life. From city to city, town to town. Banged up in the latest saloon they've always given me. I've always made time to get a bet on. Or just watch the racing. I know every betting shop in the north of England. I've nearly killed myself sometimes, fitting it in between calls, especially on big race days. I've come out of meetings, cut short sales pitches, parked on double yellow lines. I've always found a way of watching horse racing.
I've no idea. We should be penniless.
You're determined to miss the point like him.
You must have lost so much money.
No, I haven't. We've never suffered. I've lost, yeah. But sometimes it's been winners. Bunches of flowers, bottle of wine.
Not the little Skoda. Oh, don't tell me that was winnings. You said it was a bonus at work.
Actually, a horse called Bel Mez helped a lot towards it, if you must know.
Confession time, then, is it? Suppose I should be glad it's not booze or women. Or is it that too? Come on. I'm ready.
The point is, I'm not a recent convert. This isn't Paul going to Jerusalem. I was a fully paid up member years and years and years ago. Make your hobby your job. Isn't that what people always long for?
If only it was fretwork or stamps or gardening.
I know what I'm doing.
Do you? What about money for this hobby?
We've made a good start. We're clear.
Tell me you wouldn't do anything silly, Ken.
The investment? Oh, the Starlings are looking after that. Don't worry.
It was Damascus.
What?
Paul was on his way to Damascus.
Right.
Where does your road lead? Besides bloody Newmarket races.
Been getting at you, have they? At home?
Oh, they do try. Curly, your system.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I don't really know much about it, do I? This contact thing.
Look, you didn't complain when we picked up on Beecham King. It's the only way. Get behind the people who own and train. Follow their thinking. Why is this one here? That one there? This jockey? That jockey? You have to work out their schemes. They're the ones with power. They're the ones who are trying when it suits them. You need to have a wire to the inside. And we've got
one. Well, you have.
Okay, I have.
We've all had tips, Curly. The papers are full of 0891 numbers promising big stings, get rich quick.
But what's your system? What do you do, Ken?
Well, I read Gerald Delamere for a start in the sporting life. He's good. It's like having a good roadmap.
You need more than that. A lot more. And you know it.
A grand each.
That's what we agreed.
Mark of esteem.
That's the one. Now let's go to the bookies.
Come on, Frankie. Keep him straight.
It's not got the legs.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Even Tops is going to get up.
Go on. Hold on. Hold on.
One.
One.
It lost. Even Top got there.
You think so?
Sure of it. You could see we've lost, Curly.
Then why has the Tory just jumped off our horse beaming like the sun?
What?
In the winner's enclosure. On the screen, look. We've won. He knows. Mark of esteem. A grand apiece. At 8-1. Double orange juice with a cherry, Ken.
Double whiskey and an orange juice, please.
Coming to you pronto, sir.
Quite a crush.
Not exactly overstuffed, are
you? You couldn't get me a gin and tonic, could you? A little favour. Seeing as how you're at the post first.
Sure.
We females go invisible in these situations, have you noticed?
Yeah, sure. Ice and lemon.
Please.
Whiskey, orange.
And a gin and tonic, please. Ice and lemon.
On its way.
Here.
No. My pleasure.
Thank you, kind sir. Looks like you've just had a winner.
I'll say. It's a winner.
Oh, very nice. Nothing like winners, is there? Big bet, was it?
Sort of.
Gin and tonic. That's £6.05 altogether, sir.
There you go. Keep the change.
Are you on your own?
With a mate. Care to join us?
Oh, that's nice of you.
No problem. Over by the window. The smiling man with the crutches. I'm Ken, by the way.
I'm Rita, by the way.
There's your whiskey, Curly.
So,
this is Rita. Curly, Rita.
Hello. Nice win, Ken says.
It'll do.
You come racing a lot?
Oh, we do now. We've got this kind of part.
Not that much. Ken, I think you should collect. There's no point in hanging around.
I'll just finish this drink first. Bookies won't run away.
You've a lot to come, obviously.
Oh, I'll say.
Enough?
Actually, we've got...
I don't think we need to go into details.
Sorry. I didn't mean to be nosy. Oh,
like a dream. I'm in a daze.
Should have got champagne. They sell it here.
No, I'm driving. Always very careful. Old habits. I used to be a rep before this business.
This business?
Yeah, gambling.
Really? Professionals? Wow. What did you sell? Before, I mean.
Ladies' frocks. Working life.
Really?
Allow me. That's not a fully lined short sleeve number in woven georgette viscous.
What?
It's Shantung silk. The real malarkey. And the colour is corn. Am I right?
Ken, I think you should collect. I mean, like, now.
I'm in the way here.
No, not at all.
Maybe see you again soon, Ken, at the races, if you're a regular.
Oh, we are, aren't we, Curly? Now, anyway.
Lingfield for the trial, York for the Dante. Lots of racing to come. I'm a regular. Thanks for the drink, Ken. Wrong about the colour, actually. Officially, it's oatmeal. Very near, though.
Bye, Rita.
What's that all about?
What do you mean?
That?
You were pretty rude, Curly. What's that about?
On her own. Dressed up for the ball, sweetie smile. Talk about a come-on. Where have you been since rock and roll?
She wasn't like that.
Wasn't she? I thought we'd come racing. Horses, business, winners. If you want to get your leg over, this isn't the place.
She was just being friendly.
That type, look, you want to keep well away. That is trouble.
Trouble?
And this professional gambler bit. Play it cool, eh?
Play it cool, 8 grand.
You're a real innocent, aren't you?
You think so?
Anyway, you're driving us home. After you've collected. Any complaints now? Any doubts? Or can we say we're well on our way? The flat this summer. What do you reckon, Ken?
Oh, I reckon it beats shooting the motorways with frocks for sale, Curly. I reckon it beats chipping a 7-iron into some piece of green turf. I reckon... Oh, I don't know. I reckon it could be a whole way of life. Just so long as we keep on winning. Like this. Cool.
In episode 2 of One Flat Summer by Dave Sheesby, Gerard McDermott played Ken, Gillian Bevan, Margaret, Antonia Fabu, Curly, Rachel Atkins, Christine, and Keith Marsh, Dad. Janet Moore played Rita, David Brooks, Super Yankee, Carolyn Jones, Julia, and Johan Meredith, Donald. The director was David Hunter.